coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I am an ardent supporter of Barack Obama.
Help.
The minute he announced his candidacy for president, I sent his campaign money. I bought Obama merchandise and gave it away to my friends. I volunteered to work on his campaign. I still have an Obama 08 bumper sticker on my car. What a loser. This is going to be tough. Can I finish this?
Yeah, I don't know.
But when it comes to the issue of his leadership on gun violence, I am extremely disappointed in my president, Senator. His first year in office is checkered with his actions and lack of actions that fill me with disillusionment. With regard to gun laws, this is not the leader I hoped Obama would be.
Don't cry, Mark, please.
This is touching. This is Rich Robinson, media strategist, Robinson Communications, and that appeared on, of all places, the Huffington Post. So it's easy to pick these guys apart, ladies and gentlemen. We open the roundtable, hour three, with bonehead number one, Rich Robinson, who is just sick to his stomach. Let's go around the table. We'll start with Senator Frank Antonori first. Your thoughts, you're grinning.
Well, the Democrats and the liberal philosophy is don't trust people, trust government. I mean, that is totally an opposite of what my philosophy is. I trust the people and I don't trust government. I mean, and that's just the way it is. And this country's great because the people don't trust their government. And if guys like that keep doing that, they'll continue to trust it even less. And,
isn't that great?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So that's bonehead number one, Morgan.
Yeah. Well, it's a classic example of trading your responsibility for a little what he thinks is safety. Keeping guns out of people's hands that he doesn't know, that he doesn't approve of. You know, what would he... Have some kind of test to see if people are worthy of defending themselves against criminals?
Well, I just picture him sitting in front of his living room and crying and weeping as the credit card legislation passed, allowing all of us good people to carry guns in national parks, as if bad guys weren't.
Right.
I don't get it. So that's bonehead number one, and we're going to get a comment from the Mad Ogre, George Hill, who joins us for the roundtable every week. George, what are your thoughts?
Mark, it's a pleasure and a privilege as always. And the only thing I can say about the Democrats and the way they want government, the liberal ideology seems to be the best thing for America, is the model of Soylent Green, if you've ever seen that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's their health care plan. Other than stand back, everybody, they fainted, give them a little space, give them a little air, give them a little water, they'll be fine. You know, I'm so glad that we have a medical professional such as Barack Obama in charge of our health care now.
Hey, oh, George, you know, we're going to go around the table because it is the round table. Morgan and I found this today. Otago Daily Times. Wait till you hear this. Published by the Otago Daily Times online. This is from New Zealand. Police union wants guns in every frontline patrol car. Now, this is just a bizarre story. The police union, George, has repeated its call for all frontline police cars to carry handguns in locked boxes to give officers better and quicker access to guns. Okay.
They don't have to run back to the station and get them.
Well, you know, if you take a look at this, Police Association President Greg O'Connor is the guy we were laughing at. Said seven police officers had been shot, two fatally, in the past 2 years, and frontline police needed to have firearms in their cars so they could get to them immediately when they were faced with an armed offender. Now,
but they're not going to just hand them to them.
No, but this is the D.C. gun ban law in a police car.
Yeah.
We're talking about, this guy is saying, you know what, I think we need to put a gun in a police car.
Locked or disassembled,
in New Zealand, yeah, New Zealand's more Australian, I don't want to get my accent wrong, but obviously... They're talking about putting a locked gun in a police car so that they can get to them, so that the cops... Wrap your head around that, ladies and gentlemen. Can you wrap your head around that? I'm having a difficult time with that. Comment on it. Send us an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and tell us what you think about that. Senator Frank Antonori, you're grinning
again.
Yeah, again,
it just never ceases to amaze me. That's the old British model of policing. And remember the old bobbies for years and years never carried a gun.
Never carried a weapon.
You know, they carried their little stick, yeah, their little nightclub, and then... A couple of years ago, the Brits got smart after they had a few trains blow up and a few other little problems. They said, you know what, maybe we need to arm our bobbies. So they're carrying guns now. If you go to England, and I was there just a few years ago, they have their police force is now armed. Okay, so I guess New Zealand isn't quite up to speed yet and hasn't caught up, so it looks like they're moving in that direction. Yeah. The world is a different place.
It's crazy.
And with not just the international terrorism, but just the number of idiots that are out there that are wanting to do harm to people, you've got to have a firearm to protect yourself.
You have to. Now, we're not giving a bonehead award here. This is just a goofy, unbelievable story.
It's a slow creep towards common sense, so you can't discourage them. They're going in the right direction.
I guess so. But before I go to you, Morgan, as we work our way around the table here again, listen to this. It says, whoever they're talking about, because half of the people and police did not want police armed, a compromise would be having guns in locked boxes and cars. Now, check this out. It would give immediate access to firearms. If we don't do something, we're going to end up armed anyway. So a locked firearm gives immediate access to an officer in a stressful situation. I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe we'll have to dig into that. But comment on you, Morgan. You were with me when we wrote this.
I know. I can't even make sense out of that. I think, like the senator said, it's encouraging that they trust their police enough to give them guns.
Well, he said Norway was similar in population and police configuration to New Zealand. Norway, by the way, was the only mainland European country which did not fully arm its police. However, they were as armed as they could be without actually carrying firearms. They were as armed as they could be without actually being armed, is what this is reading. Every hour of the day because of the lockboxes in their frontline police cars. So this is crazy. George, come on, we're back to you.
I think they have bricks.
I'm just wondering, are they packing crossbows right now? I mean, what's going on?
I think there's nothing.
Slingshots.
Slingshots. I don't know. David versus Goliath, you know.
Slap maybe in the face.
It's ridiculous. But that's not a bonehead, folks. That's just an unbelievable, goofy story. Okay, here's another one. These are
only because you can't give a bonehead award to an entire country.
You could. We could. New Zealand, you are bonehead number two. I don't know. I don't want to do that to them. There's good folks down there. This is not them. This is their country. This is crazy. Now we do. Here we have bonehead number two.
Okay.
All right. Get this. I couldn't believe this when I saw this. Could not believe when I read this. Listen to this. A California Democrat is proposing a new law requiring residents to register their shotguns and rifles or go to jail. Holy jeez. I couldn't believe that. I was shocked. I scratched my head. I couldn't believe it. There's a California Democrat proposing a new law requiring residents to register their shotguns and rifles or go to jail. CBS News actually reported that. Assemblyman Mike Feuer. This has to be a mistake. His district includes Beverly Hills and West Hollywood, and he introduced legislation ordering law enforcement to permanently keep records of anyone who buys a gun from a dealer or an individual. California already stores information about handgun purchases. I just couldn't believe that a California Democrat would do that. Senator Frank Antonori, your thoughts on the California Democrat?
I'm not surprised. Come on. These guys are notorious for some of the silliest laws. You know, they banned the Barrett 50 cal rifle out there. And then their police department owned it.
Right.
The police owned it. And then when the police went to go back to Mr. Barrett to get the gun fixed, he said, "No, screw you guys. You banned the gun in California. I'm not going to fix it for you. Fix it yourself." So I mean, it's not a reach for those guys. And you know, this is good because now he's out in the open. People know who he is. Yeah. And with luck, he'll get about 70 or 80 other assemblymen to sign on to that bill as co-sponsors, so that come election time, the voters of California know who those idiots are that want to take away their freedom, and they could vote them out of office. That's a good thing.
Draw them into the open. We've had on this show two outstanding men. Lieutenant Bill Hunt, who is running for Orange County Sheriff, and he's running on a pro-gun, I'm going to give you a permit. Because it's the politics, it's the pundits, it's the politicians. The people are just like us. They want the right to defend themselves against everybody else in East L.A. and Compton, wherever they may be. So it's really positive stuff. But this is interesting here because Feuer is no friend of firearms owners, according to this. His previous legislative effort, which Governor Schwarzenegger signed into law.
Okay.
Right. I know. Hold on before you lose it here. Required all new handguns to include micro-stamping technology. So this is the bonehead who gave Californians that unbelievably costly and very effective micro-stamp. You know, this guy's some unbelievable. So he's bonehead number two. We're going to move to Morgan. What are your thoughts? California Democrat, can you believe it? 30 seconds.
I'm just glad that California's there so that they can experiment, you know, and prove that these things don't work.
That's a great point. George, we've got about 15 seconds before we hear some great tunes. What are your thoughts on a California Democrat? Can you believe it?
Well, I want to see Hollywood give up their hypocrisy and stop making movies that feature guns. You know, if they're so...
Glorify guns, you mean,
if
yeah.
If they're so
that's a great point.
Guns, stop promoting guns in their movies.
And tell Rosie O'Donnell that when she comes out against guns, she can't carry one in her purse.
Exactly. Chuck Schumer.
Can't carry them either.
Hey, yeah. I understand Chuck Schumer has a New York pistol permit. Imagine that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm joined by Morgan Boatman, Arizona Senator Frank Antonori, and George the Mad Ogre Hill. We will be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hard-working American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hey, it's Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Folks, I've done quite a bit of traveling throughout the years, and I've stayed in all kinds of places, but few compare to the first-class accommodations at the Golf Villas at Oro Valley. Located just north of Tucson, it's the perfect home away from home for vacations, business travel, or whatever brings you to the Old Pueblo. Visit their website for their free golf and staycation package specials at thegolfvillas.com. That's the Golf Villas at Oro Valley, online at thegolfvillas.com.
We'll be right back.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Folks, that you heard that last ad, if you were not up getting coffee or something, about the Golf Villas at Oro Valley. Let me tell you something, folks. That place is unbelievable. It's gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Is that the Catalinas behind
yep.
us?
If you're stuck in the snow in Michigan or Wisconsin or Minnesota,
or Flagstaff.
Come on down to Southern Arizona and stay a while. And
oh, man, is it pretty over there. You commented about that when you heard the ad. That place is absolutely
right.
beautiful. And the view I've got on the back overlooking the fairway with the couple multi-million-dollar homes and those beautiful Catalinas behind it when the sun went down.
Yeah, we got plenty.
See the range. Oh,
plenty of sun and plenty of golf in Southern Arizona.
Ooh, you didn't need 3D glasses to catch those mountain ranges lining up. That was beautiful. So, folks, if you can't get out here, it is absolutely beautiful. It is definitely my favorite state. George, I know what your thoughts are on that California Democrat, so I'm going to move on to a couple emails. Is that okay, or do you want to? How about a quick line? Give us that California. Can you believe it? Is George with us?
Emails.
Ah, there you go. You're back on. We lost you there. You must have muted your phone, holding it up against your cheek.
Yeah, I was, sighting at some birds, Anyway.
No, George, if you're out in the desert, let us hear a plink real quick, okay? That would be great. Hey, listen, we're going to move to a couple emails because we've got some I want to get to these. This first one's important. This comes to us from Becky Royce, and it says, "Hi, Mark and all at the roundtable. Love to listen to this show, educational at the very least. I know that there is a difference of opinion about the 380 as a defense weapon, but if you could give me your best opinion, which 380 would you suggest as the best one out there? I'm considering it as a backup, George, to my typical carry weapon and would love your opinion. Thanks so much, Becky Royce." Becky doesn't say where she's from. However, the key to this is that she is considering this, George, as a backup to her typical. Becky, if you're listening live now, shoot us an email and let us know what your primary carry gun is. We'd love to know that and also where you're from. But I don't want to beat a dead horse on the 380. We talk about it a lot. It's a very popular gun. And, George, this time I'll start with you. My two would be either the Kel-Tec P380 or the Ruger LCP. But, Becky, be well advised that gun is going to bite and sting. They're light. They're great backup weapons, but they have a bite. Keep that in mind. George.
Okay, let me give you my top three. Okay, so she can check them out at the gun shop and see which one feels better to her. Number one, the SIG 232.
Great piece.
Number two, North American Arms Guardian 380.
Number three,
the Kel-Tec P380.
Right, there you go. Okay, now tell me why you didn't put the Ruger LCP in there, probably the top-selling 380 right now.
Well, I'm just more of a fan of the Kel-Tec. They were the originators of the design. That you can now get it with a clip, kind of like a pocket knife's pocket clip on the side of the slide on the Kel-Tec. Makes it real easy to carry anywhere. And I think that just gives you some really good flexibility. So I really like that gun. And the one I had ran great. And I can't recommend them enough. If you have to have that little light gun, having that clip on the side of the slide gives you that flexibility that you don't get in the Ruger.
Now, here's something really stupid. Did you know in Georgia that's illegal to carry that Kel-Tec with the pocket clip on it? Because in Georgia, the gun has to be in a holster.
Oh, man.
Now, that's being changed. We're working on that, but I got you. I'm looking at the state senator here, and we were talking about some of these, goofball laws in between. But yeah, it has to be in holster. Excuse me.
Go figure.
Okay.
But wait,
George, hold one second.
Okay.
Becky Royce, thanks very much for that email. And if you're listening live, shoot it back to us and let us know what your primary is. We'd love to know, and also where you're emailing from. Senator, real quick, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have no 380 in my arsenal. I've never bought one. 40 is the lowest I'll go. I bought my wife a 40 Smith & Wesson. I carry 45 or 9mm. I've never purchased one. So I'm not really a guru when it comes to 380s. And, I'll defer to you guys. You seem more like the experts on me. But
That's your opinion. Your opinion is that, you can go bigger than a 380 because we talk about that. That is the minimum caliber, Morgan, that we talk about every week.
I'm sorry, I'm with the senator. I don't want to annoy people,
You're not.
I want to defend my life. But the fact is that as a backup gun, I think a 380 is fine. I mean, particularly for convenience sake, you're always going to pay for convenience. So you're not going to carry around two giant guns Just 380 is fine for that.
I like carrying around two giant.
Yeah, I know you do.
Becky, that's hopefully that answers your question. You've got everybody's opinion around the table. I think the bottom line is that we feel that maybe the 380 might be a little bit light. And you know what? We just got an email from Becky.
Hopefully her primary is 45.
Okay. It says, "Hi, Mark. Sorry I did." She just emailed us.
Oh, that's
it's popping
cool.
in live. We hear the little ding in the background. It says, "Hi, Mark. Sorry I didn't include this. I am from Denver. I am carrying a Springfield Armory XD9. Becky Royce." Now, the senator.
That's just what he said.
See, there you go. And he just
originally,
pointed the finger.
Yeah, off the air, we were talking about that.
That is absolutely right.
Mark didn't say that she wanted a backup gun. And so the senator says, "Oh, you know, the perfect gun for a woman is."
So Springfield Armory XDM.
There you go.
In 40 Smith and Wesson.
Okay, she's got the 9, and that's beautiful.
That's good enough. Yeah,
I actually made
fine.
The comment. I said it's a great gun. A little bit top heavy
gun.
For me, but there it is.
Yep.
Becky, that's great. That was cool. That worked out well. That's why this is Armed American Radio, folks. George, I got to get your comment on that that email from Becky in Denver about the Springfield XD.
You know, that's a good choice. That XDM is just a fantastic pistol. It's a full size pistol. Not concealment, hence the need for the backup gun, or when she needs to go someplace where she can't carry the full size. But that's a good choice. I was shooting a 9mm just yesterday. This was an HK. And that little 9mm, man, I tell you what, it is so easy to shoot well with that. There's so little recoil. It's accurate,
yeah,
inherently
it really
accurate.
Is.
Not a bad choice at all. You load that up with good quality ammo, and you train, and you know how to hit with that thing, you are not underarmed in the slightest.
No, not at all. That XD9 is a great weapon, and that, you know, I put it the same caliber with the Glock 9s, the Smith & Wesson 9s, any of those guns are right up there. So, Becky, you've made a great choice. You've got the opinion of the roundtable. Well, thanks very much for writing it.
Well, and you made a good point with regard to the ammo, and, you know, in my experience, I've seen guys that have been shot numerous times by 9mm rounds, and the Luger round is a piece of junk. So if you're training and practicing, they're cheap. They're nice to buy and plink with and target shoot with. But for defense, you better have like a HydroShock, some kind of good jacketed
right.
hollow point.
Well, yeah, you're talking about hardball.
Yeah, something that can really expand and right. transfer a lot of energy really fast, and that is what takes people down. But if you're using just a standard Luger round, the ball ammo round, not a good round. Good, cheap to buy and shoot out on the range, but if you're going to shoot somebody with it, you better have a high expansion,
yeah,
high energy
agreed.
Round.
You know, I like to talk, because I talked to Masad Ayoub about this on air a number of times, and I asked him about that Winchester Ranger Talent, the SXT, you know, law enforcement
yep,
only.
Right.
That's just a Winchester policy. Let's make that clear. You can carry the Winchester Ranger SXT rounds, and it's very powerful ammunition, very good. I've got it in the 40 and 180, and that expands to the claws,
right.
you know, that evil black.
But it's all about transferring energy. You want that large
sure.
surface area, so that velocity and that kinetic energy goes into your target. And that's
you know
what
folks? You know what it is? And let's just say it like it is. When you hit your target, you want the bullet to expand. You want the claws to come out. You want to destroy what it hits, and you want to drop your opponent.
Yep.
And that timing was perfect.
That was cool.
With a little bit of Nugent guitar pulling in there. We're going to be right back on the roundtable, and a very good one it is. I'm Mark Walters. Senator Frank Antonori, Morgan Boatman, and George Hill will be right back. Don't go anywhere. I know you're not.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I have the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
How remiss of me, folks. I am sitting here in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, and I forgot to mention in the earlier 2 segments of the broadcast that Ted Nugent, our friend Ted Nugent, is going to be at the Pima County Fairgrounds next Saturday. Next Saturday, the 17th. And I did tell him that we would put that word out, let everybody know that's listening. If you can make it out, see, there's your excuse to come down to Southern Arizona. George, how fun would that be to come out and see Uncle Ted, who's appeared on Armed American Radio? And by the way, folks, I'll tease you with this. He's coming back. I'll let you know. Check out armedamericanradio.org and check out the Facebook page when you're a fan. You'll see when we get him back on the air. That'd be fun, George.
It would be. That'd be a good fair to go to. Ted Nugent is always entertaining.
Oh, he'll bring the house down. You know, he'll bring the house down. Crank it up. Senator, have you ever seen him live?
No, I haven't. Not on stage. I'd love to see him. I look forward to it, actually. I'll be out there.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Yep. I would love to be at that for sure. Morgan, have you seen him?
I have not.
Ooh, go. Yeah.
I watch him on the Outdoor Channel all the time. I want to go out to his ranch in Texas and, you know, screw the rock and roll show. Let's go do some deer hunting, man. Hey, get some backstrap with Uncle Ted. And I want to put some venison in the freezer.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
We had him on. He says he has great time with the troops, you know, and he says, you know, maybe sit around the campfire, barbecue some venison.
Yeah.
You know, he loves that. We got an email in that says, I thought the Bobbies did not carry to prevent the government from overpowering the people. Sounds good to me. Arm the people. by the way, this Californian says the gun Nazis can kiss my tail. So that pretty much says it all. Some choice words. And that is from,
Motor Chad. Don't mention his name.
No,
not,
that's
not
from Motor,
California.
Motor Chad.
They'll send somebody out there to knock on his door.
Oh, yeah.
The PRK. Hey, George.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. Got a couple things here. Morgan, you and I were talking about the Glock Pinch.
Yeah.
Earlier. And when we were at the book signing today, the gentleman came in and mentioned that he had a pinch on that trigger. And I got this email here from Michael G. Freeman. It says, when I first started using my Glock 19, the pad on my index trigger finger was sore or sensitive at the end of a practice session. I'm not sure if it was being pinched or not, but there was a soreness that I had not experienced with any other weapon. I work on something with my weapon once a week. I use an Advantage Arms conversion kit to shoot 50 to 122 rounds on whatever I'm working on.
That's the 22 long rifle kit.
22 long rifle kit. Then I finish the session with 25 or so 9mm rounds, which makes sense. He's going back to his 9mm carry deal.
Right.
The trigger action slash feel is the same with either slide. The soreness went away after a month or so. I wonder if your caller and I just happen to have soft fingers. Now, I don't know. I can't answer that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did ask
That's
for somebody
interesting,
to come.
Though,
that
yeah.
is interesting.
I'm
that,
very glad he wrote that in.
Yeah, very much so. Michael, thanks for the email. That is interesting. And anybody else, if you had the same situation, let us know. We'll certainly run it by the ogre and get his opinion. George, what do you think about that?
Well, that's the great thing about living in the time that we have. The gun industry has given us a plethora of options. So if one platform
right.
doesn't really fit the bill, there's other platforms. There's other choices. It's like going into Baskin-Robbins. If one doesn't taste so good, there's another flavor for you to try.
All right, we got another email here from Chuck Fricky. Hey, Mark, I have several Glocks and currently carry the Model 27 after carrying the 1911 for years, which is, again, what we talked about
sure.
earlier. I feel comfortable with both and chose the 27 with one spare full-size magazine for the obvious weight differential. I come from training that keeps your finger out of the trigger guard and off the trigger until you have acquired your target and are ready to shoot. The senator's shaking his head. I train and instruct in this fashion. I initially tried the 3.5-pound trigger disconnect on the Glock 17, which came with the full New York 8-pound trigger, the trigger that makes you have to want to pull to discharge. To say the least, the NY Trigger Group had a sandpaper grind that never cleared after over 5,000 or 500 rounds. After changing the disconnect, it cleared somewhat. I found the 3.5 competition trigger kit at Glockmeister.com, which was nothing short of amazing. I have subsequently changed all of them out with this particular group. That said, I would not endorse this trigger group for someone that has minimal training or a newcomer to concealed carry.
That's the thing. I mean, in the old days, the recommendation was a revolver for the new shooter because no safeties to complicate the issue and a nice, long, heavy trigger pull. So the Glock has taken that place for a lot of new shooters, but only if you keep that heavy trigger in there.
Now, he brings up a good point. He says, I would also recommend that anyone who chooses to change the trigger group check the applicable laws in their respective states before making any modification to any firearm. That's a great point. As always, keep up the good work. That's from Chuck Fricky. Chuck, thank you very much for that email. Senator, any thoughts on that? Lighter trigger pull?
Well,
what does a Green Beret know about guns and trigger pulls?
Well, right? The training aspect is a huge thing. I mean, when we do our training, when we cross the threshold, as we call it, the safety goes off. And your finger stays outside that trigger well. Even though the gun's hot and ready to go,
right.
It's just sliding that finger onto the trigger and squeezing off your round. So that is the final safety.
Right.
Okay, there's a couple safeties on most firearms come with two or more. That is the final one. So the training piece is a big piece. And then trigger pull is a big issue. And I have modified a couple firearms that I hunt with for a very light trigger pull for hunting because you want to have that nice steady pull that's nice and short and it's very light so you don't have a lot. If you're shooting in Arizona, I don't know about Georgia, you guys got a lot more trees.
You just want that crisp break.
Yeah.
We have a lot more trees.
Yeah, I've fired shots at mule deer out here, 500 yards, 600 yards. That is not an uncommon shot out west. I mean, guys make 400, 500, 600-yard shots all the time, and it's nice to have a nice, short, fast pull on that trigger to where you don't have like a 5-pound, 6-pound
You're not going to anticipate the recoil as much,
but if you're not expecting it and you're not used to it, you touch that trigger,
that shot's going to crack off.
And you've got to have the knowledge and the experience, and you have to understand that firearm. So that's right. Your email there was, you know, be careful about the law. In certain states, they don't allow less than a 4-pound pull. You know, I don't know what Arizona is. I might have to go look that up. But I've heard states that they do have a minimum pull.
That's interesting, and it's a good point. That's Chuck Fricky's in Tampa, Florida, my old stomping grounds. That's a great point.
One of the good things about the Glock is that you can trade out different weight triggers and different trigger springs. We were talking about the New York trigger, and you know, there's no way to. We tried to describe the characteristics of the trigger, but just buy the you know, $5 part, try it out. If it doesn't work, you can go back.
Put it back. What's the problem?
Yeah,
He mentions one thing that I find important, the fingers out of the trigger guard until he's on target. If you can't keep your finger off the trigger until you're on target, you probably shouldn't be having a gun.
Well, that's the safety between your ears, George. We talk about it every week, and it is important that we continue taking it. You're cracking up, Frank.
But
Senator Hansen over here.
It is a hard thing to teach, and I have taught young soldiers, you know, and it takes a while for them to acquire that instinctive keep it outside of the trigger well, because when they were young, they had squirt guns, cap guns, and their dad took them out with the .22, and nobody ever went through the real reality with them about how important it is to keep your finger off the trigger unless you want to send the lead downrange. And that is part of training, you know, and experience, and why people should get familiar with their firearms and go out and practice and keep that skill there.
I tell students that the trigger is not part of the grip.
That's right.
You know, that's a great way to phrase that. It's a healthy respect and a healthy fear of what your firearm is capable of. You must always maintain that healthy respect for your gun.
Right.
And you know that safety between the ears is the most important one. We're 30 seconds. Sean, are you kidding me? I'm talking to you. You can come on. Are you kidding me?
Nope. 30 seconds.
Man, we're just having way too much fun over here. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll hold off on that other thought. But that from Chuck Fricky, thank you. A lot of great points in there. George, when you're blowing away prairie dogs, don't you love the 3-pound crisp pull when you're vaporizing the dogs on the plains?
We're shooting prairie dogs all the way out to 600 yards out here.
Yeah. And they vaporize, too, when they poke up their heads, don't they?
Got to have a good trigger.
Boom! Bye-bye, prairie dogs. I love it. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with Morgan Boatman, Senator Frank Antonori from Arizona, George the Mad Ogre Hill, and we will be right back after these messages for the fourth and final segment, unfortunately. See you in just a second.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Second Amendment March is coming up next weekend. Next weekend, and we're taking Armed American Radio on the road for the Second Amendment March. As we are this weekend here in Tucson, next weekend we will be broadcasting from the Salem Radio Network studios in Washington, D.C., to officially kick off that march, and we have a litany of guests coming in, some big names coming in. Take a look at armedamericanradio.org and watch the video. You'll see a list of them, and we're waiting to hear back from Mancow, syndicated talk radio host Mancow, who we believe he's already told us he's going to come in. We've asked him to co-host for some of the show, be an awful lot of fun, and we'll have a ton of folks in the studio. The march is on the 19th, Monday the 19th. And, of course, the show will be on Sunday as it normally is, 8 to 11 Eastern, 5 to 8 Pacific. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And if you can't make it to Washington, I'm not going to be able to make it to Washington. There are marches all over the nation.
There are.
You can just look at your local gun organizations, local Second Amendment clubs and whatnot will be gathering at local capitals all over the nation.
What about Arizona? Do we know anything yet?
No, I don't know. Like we were talking during the break, there's not much to argue and protest about with regards to firearms ownership in Arizona. I mean, we're having thinking what we're going to do next year. What great, Second Amendment pro-freedom legislation. We're running out of things to do.
Yeah.
So maybe your listeners can shoot emails to me.
Yeah.
And they can go to my website. It's vote4frank.com. VoteForFrank.com. Shoot me an email. If you got a good gun law that you think needs to go away or a new one that we should enact, shoot me. I'm looking for ideas for legislation next year. I'd be happy to consider running some. So we
from all over the nation, because every state has its own ideas. You mentioned Kennesaw, and you mentioned something in New Hampshire.
I suggested making everybody, like Kennesaw, Georgia law that they enacted in 1982 in response to Morton Grove's gun ban. Kennesaw came out in 1982 and issued a requirement that every head of household had to have a gun in it. You can do that in Arizona, but then it dawned on me what you were talking about when you first got here. There's already,
Yeah, we already got
everybody's
that.
Everybody's got the gun.
We got almost one per person, a little less than one per person. We almost have as many firearms as we do people in Arizona. So, I mean,
and in fact, a great problem to have.
You were mentioning something about in one of the laws that just passed that the police will no longer be able to crush.
Yeah, that was in our constitutional carry. There was a provision in there that the bill sponsor, Russell Pierce, put in that prohibits the firearm from being destroyed by the law enforcement agencies now. So what used to happen when they confiscated a firearm from a criminal or somebody, they would crush the gun or incinerate them and melt them down. Now, under the new law in Arizona, when the governor signs it, that firearm will be no longer be allowed to be destroyed. It must be sold to the public at auction, and that money will go to the police officers' protection fund so they can buy body armor and other equipment for police officers. It'll help peace officers in the state of Arizona. So we're going to be doing that.
Well, so, you know, that begs the following question because that came up in the news, so I have to go here with
sure.
you because let's play some devil's anti-advocate here. Was it Tennessee, George? That had the there was a lot written about where the guns were winding up, you know, the crime guns that they couldn't believe were coming from the police department selling the guns. I think in Tennessee.
I think it was in Tennessee, but you know, if we were to go through all the police departments, all the law enforcement agencies, all the way up through the federal level, and how many guns that they lose every year, I think we're going to find a very shocking statistic, but. You know, we don't need to go there. It's not the guns that's the problem. It's the criminals.
Well, that it begs the question, okay, how responsible is that of Arizona law enforcement?
Well, again, we will be selling them to people that go through the standard required background check, and these are law-abiding citizens, and you know, again, statistically, law-abiding citizens, for the most part, rarely ever encounter a law enforcement officer. They're just good people that... enjoy the use of firearms and their ability to protect themselves or do other things with their guns, a target shoot or hunt or whatever, but it's their inherent right. And why destroy a firearm that's worth hundreds of dollars and instead take that money and do something good with it and take that money from the sale of that arm and give it to the police officers of the state so they can further protect the public. And then that arm is sold to a law-abiding citizen that maybe uses it for hunting or protecting his family.
Right.
Can't go wrong. It's a win-win.
It is a win-win. And that answers that anti-devil's advocate question. Because, look, it's the gun is being sold, as you said, to a law-abiding citizen. If it winds up an illegal crime gun, it was stolen by a criminal.
Right, or illegally sold in a straw purchase or something else,
right,
which
right,
is also
right.
against the law. And again, in Arizona, we trust our citizens. I mean, if there was ever a state that you look to an example, I have more faith in the citizens of this state doing the right thing than I do the government. And I work for the government. You know, that's like Ronald Reagan's favorite nine words nobody likes to hear. I'm with the government. I'm here to help.
Right.
There's a reason for that. And I would rather see and trust the people of this state to do the right thing. And that's the difference between Arizona and a lot of other states. A lot of other states, the politicians trust the government more than they trust the people. And in Arizona, that's not the case. I trust the people.
Here, well, I've got a new gun program. How about a cash for clunkers? We were at the marksman today, and this old guy brought, you know, he showed us this gun that I didn't even know what the make was, and it didn't look safe. And we thought it was kind of funny, but
it was made in Prague.
Who knows?
Somewhere was Prague or something. We've got 2 minutes.
Okay. And what if he could bring that in, get a refund, and get a nice new safe firearm?
Well, now we've armed somebody that deserves to be armed. We've got an email here. I think George will like this one. I think the senator will like this one too. Very straightforward question, Mark. What do you think of a 10mm for defense, John in Michigan? Here's what I think. Boom.
Yeah. My dad carried one for a while.
10mm is one of my favorite cartridges. It's so flexible with what it can do. I mean, you can load it down, you can load it up, you can take it into bear country, you can use it for defense or plinking. It's an amazing round. I wish it was more popular.
It isn't more popular now. Why?
Well, ammo's hard to find, and, you know, it had a stigma for being too powerful because the FBI, you know, accountants and lawyers were too sissies, so they couldn't handle it. And so they kind of dropped that, and it kind of just kind of fell off the map. The way the gun industry goes, you know, a successful product isn't successful based on its merits, but based on popularity.
It's also expensive to practice with.
Yeah, it's Well, you can reload for it and mitigate that cost, but it is such a fantastic round. I love it.
Okay, well, John, that answers your question on the 10 millimeter. We all give the 10 millimeter a thumbs up. And by the way, that is Ted Nugent's primary carry gun.
I've got a question for the Senator.
29, I think, right?
George, we got to make it quick, brother. We're down to below a minute.
What is what? This is Armed American Radio. What's the Senator packing?
I'm naked.
He's in the safest stadium. He's in the safest studio in Tucson.
Oh man. Okay, what does he normally pack?
I have a service grade Colt 1911, and I have a Beretta 92F that I also carry.
I see you like that Beretta 92. Yeah, that is a great gun. I carried
it
one for years.
For 20 years, and I'm very good with it, and I stick with it, you know, because I fired thousands of rounds down the pipe of that gun.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, folks, listen, we have had an absolutely phenomenal time in Tucson. A great time, Morgan. Thanks for joining me. Senator Frank Antonori, a real pleasure. You are
definitely coming back.
This was a good time with you. Cisco, man, you did a great job. Bobby and Sean and George Hill, the Mad Ogre, appreciate it very much. Next week, live, Armed American Radio from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, where we're going to put the government on notice and remind them who's in charge. You and me, that's who's in charge. So join us next week for a live special edition as we kick off the Second Amendment March in the nation's capital in Washington, 8 to 11 Eastern, 5 to 8 Pacific. Way too many guests to tell you. I'm Mark Walters. Thanks to Morgan. Thanks to Frank. Thanks to George. We'll see you next week, everybody, from D.C.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.